T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Not missing it this week, man.
You're ready.
I'm sorry.
We don't need any more doo-doo.
No. We probably don't.
Plenty of that out there. Good morning.
Yeah, I just got back from D.C., man. Woo! You got to walk around the piles of that stuff up there near Congress. But hey, let's not start off on that.
I went up a few years ago, and it was the nicest I had seen it in so long.
Yeah.
The buildings were like being power washed. They were doing the little Arlington Bridge. They're redoing that. There were people out there cleaning. I've never seen people out there like literally wiping down the Lincoln Memorial, monument.
Wow.
And now, just this past week, somebody vandalized the monument.
Yeah, that stinks. Well.
Grow up, guys.
All right. We should remind everybody. I mean, we've been here for like 30 seconds, haven't said it yet. You're in the Garage. Saturday morning. News Radio WRBA.
With Stan Andruski.
And
Jeff Katz. At the beginning, y'all, he thought this was just going to be a little bit of help Stan get launched. Not so much. I had other plans.
Oh, devious.
And we love it. We love doing it. Yeah. We really do. I'll speak for myself, but you told me many times.
Jeff, you love doing it.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I do. Oh, man. I do. This is great fun, spending time in the garage. Now, let me remind everybody about who Stan Andruski is, because Stan is a little too humble to do this, but, I'm not. Stan,
no, you're not.
Stan, of course, my brother from another mother, but more importantly, he is, I would say, the owner and the operator. He's the operator.
Yeah.
Megan's the owner.
She's
giving you all sorts of orders.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to talk about a little bit about women in this industry today and a little bit what she's brought to the table and
excellent.
How many more ladies we actually have coming in the shop because of the things she's implemented. So,
no kidding.
Guys, it's kind of scary. Women could, like, take over the world. They really could.
Shh.
We have nothing to offer in comparison.
Don't tell them that. I mean, they know that, but they allow us to continue doing what? Anywho, certified auto repair. Absolutely nothing. Say it again. 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico is where you're going to find certified auto repair and
the
number one independent auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia.
You talk about being humbled, boy.
Yeah. You were totally surprised, weren't you?
I mean, I was in tears. And Megan walked in and was like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, thought a friend passed or something. I was like, no, you don't. And when I told her, she kind of teared up a little bit because I was, you know. It's just, I don't know, y'all. It's kind of special. It really is special. It's not a braggatory thing. We work hard. I think I used to have trouble saying, you know, in the last couple of weeks that I don't feel like we deserve it. But I look at what the guys do, and I'm like, I can't take that from them.
No.
I can't take that from the things that Megan and I put in and
yeah.
Robbie and all of the technicians and Chris and Brianna.
Yeah.
We just never been part of such a team. I know we built it. I think it's been a blessing from God.
Oh.
You know, how many times we had.
Absolutely.
We didn't have such breakthroughs. And
yep.
Just, hold on. Something's coming. Just keep.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
That's right.
And here we are. So, no, thank you, Central Virginia.
Yeah,
a lot of shops had the opportunity to be nominated, and you guys trusted us.
Heck
so
yeah.
Thank you.
8,000 repair shops in Central Virginia. Hey, by the way, how long has Certified Auto Repair been up and running in Central Virginia?
So this is getting ready to be our. That's a good question. I haven't talked to you. This is getting ready to be our 10-year anniversary.
Wow!
And it will be at the end of November, early December. that we took it over. It was another building down the street.
Right.
Until about 2017, okay. When Greendale Railing moved out.
That's right.
Jerry Mayers was like, hey, we were good friends, worked on the vehicles. And I said, I think I could fit some lifts in there because we were getting pushed out of our new building. No, there was no problem with anything.
Yeah.
We just had so many customers that they were like, we were anticipating still having some parking for our business. You know,
right.
We just had one little building. They had like five, and they
gotcha.
Didn't have anywhere to park.
Yeah.
So we had to start looking, and we went down there, and my dad and I actually went down the first time and measured the ceilings. I was like, man, we could put a couple lifts in here. Well, you know, we've knocked down walls, and we got five now, about to have six lifts. Looking for another A-Tech. We're starting interviews this weekend.
Really?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
My gosh.
Yep. Need another A-Technician, A-Level Technician. And if you're not a 100% A-Level Tech and you're close and you have a good work ethic, we'll be willing to talk as well. If you feel like that, you know, you could gain or you could be a little better. We all could be a little better. But,
sure.
Or if you're even humble, you know.
All the questions from the listeners, because we do get these questions on a regular basis. And let me remind everybody, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to, of course, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And it's really nifty because that's also the same number if you want to text in, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140.
Yeah, don't wait till the
1140.
End.
I know.
Every week we get 20, and I'm like, guys, I got 5 minutes.
That's we've got some. Now, people are starting to get with the program here.
Yes.
You know, during the week I mentioned, hey, send us a text, and I'll be happy to scribble it down and share it with you. So we've got some that way, 833-804-1140. But I have had people reach out, Stan, and say, okay, so you always call Stan an A-plus technician. And they're like,
completely made up.
Well, that's
I'm
what they said.
A-plus-plus to Jeff.
They said.
Now, the great one's an A-plus technician, too.
Yeah.
So, he's like A to the pi power.
Well, I'm telling you, people have said, like, I Googled that. I can't find that. Yeah. Who decides that? It's like, I do. I have decided. I have bestowed this upon you. But when you are looking for a tech, and a lot of people really have asked this question, like, okay, Jeff, so we did find A tech, B tech, the rest of it, but it doesn't seem to have any description. We don't really know what it is. So
it's a lot. It's like a lot of our industry, and this is that's a great question, Jeff, because a lot of the industry. You know, you look at our maintenance in the 90s, early 90s, the engineers were still telling us how to maintain their vehicle, and it was dead on.
Yeah.
Now it's the sales teams.
Yep.
It's not so much dead on. I'm not putting – they're salespeople.
Yep.
And then they're trying to do a job, tell you park and go longer, and the oils haven't changed that much. So with that being said, on that side of things, there's ASC licensing my guys have and recertify and keep mass certifications. But there's also – when we look at an A-level tech for certified – our way of doing it is A-level tech can pretty much diagnose any car that comes in
for
just about anything. And you're like, wow, that's if you know cars, you're like, that's pretty amazing. If you don't know cars, you're like, well, of course. No, there's so many different types of makes and models, but it means you have a general idea, more than general idea, professional and proficient idea of the theory of how an automobile operates and all of the new technologies and how to go about possibly flashing them. If you need to flash computers,
you know,
I've got, I moved on to a little bigger, to a different truck this year.
Yeah.
Just got a GMC Yukon Denali. Love it. Well, everything on that truck this year, it's an 18 or 19, everything on it has to be programmed. If you put a mirror on it, it's got to be programmed. Put a windshield in, it's got to be programmed. Yeah. Everything just on it has to be programmed. Sounds bad. But we're getting into that now, and our guys have been for a couple of years. So you don't have to know how to do that to be an A-Tech, but you have to be, you know, a little bit computer savvy.
Sure.
You have to understand scanners, and you have to be able to fix, hey, my car's doing a bang, bang, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Drive it, hear it, do that, and understand what's really going on underneath it.
Wow.
And B and C-level techs are really C-level is just above a general service tech, someone who might come in, clean the shop sometimes, do some tires, help out with oil changes and other repairs, stuff like that. C-level is the next step up, which would be a little more easier parts. B-level is in between, you know, obviously C and A, which we've already discussed. So, that's how we look at it. Your ability to diagnose, your efficiency level. Really, that has a lot to do with whether you're an A-level tech or not.
Okay. Well, listen, I think it's important, and I think it's very, very important for the listeners, Stan, to understand what goes into assembling a team like you have at Certified Auto Repair. And of course, that does speak to you, and it speaks to Megan and Robbie, I know, is really part of this process. Because Robbie, who we may joke about him being the Ford guy and all, but he was a great A-tech, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he's a lot more than that.
You know,
we joke about Ford all the time. We absolutely love each other. I mean, I left the shop yesterday and told my guys I loved them. I mean, that sounds crazy. Everybody's like, oh, you don't mix business. No, they know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can love the guys and what they did and consistently putting their all in,
yep.
getting beat up sometimes by just so many phone calls in a day and just trying to keep their face on and still give you a happy hello, you know?
Yeah.
So very thankful for the guys. And Robbie is mass certified, could fix anything. Matter of fact, about 3 months ago, he went back in the back, had a couple guys out and still got out a bunch of cars and still has it. So, and the other thing, Jeff, is you know that we're starting to look to expand as well.
Yep.
We literally can't keep up with the amount of customers we have right now. It is a great problem to have, but we don't want to have customer service sink.
Sure.
I told you, we're going better and better customer service. Well, yep. It seems like half the other industries, because of lack of staffing, are going the other way. Well, the reason is we're always interviewing. We're always accepting applications.
Right.
We're always saying, hey, we really like what you have if we don't have a position.
Yeah.
But we're also getting ready to look at the second location, and we might need to call you. And literally, we have some people hired for closer locations to their home.
Wow.
Right now. And
okay.
So we always need a bench is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Good people that have
heck
good culture that want to have generational change.
Yeah.
You know, people don't understand when they come talk to you the opportunity they have to work for a shop that's put together like ours. What
that's
does
right.
that mean?
That's
it
right.
means there is a way, believe it or not, shop owners, believe it or not, customers, for shop owners to literally make money, which I'm telling you guys, most of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sad part. Most of them go month to month. There's so much in taxes. They don't know how to manage. You have to be a P&L expert, and I'm trying to teach people how to do this. I've learned it through ShopFix.
Yep.
Okay, so, and I'm going to be quick and wrap this up. We have a lot of stuff to get to. What it boils down to is when they come in, they're not expecting to be able to be a part of something like that ever in their lives.
That's right.
They're not expecting to be able to make that kind of income. They're not expecting that you can pay them that kind of income and still be fair, ethical, and honest to the customer and still be competitive on the prices.
Yep.
It's our system that does it. We have
that's
people
right.
that are looking. Brianna's looking for parts 24 hours a day for people.
Right.
She's like at home. Oh, I found this one. Look, and, you know, I saved them $100. And you don't think it's possible. It is.
Yeah.
And it's still the same supplier or the same manufacturer from a different supplier. So we have a position that does that. That's how we're able to make sure. That's one of the ways that our technicians are paid well, or you're not going to have good technicians.
That's right.
The reasons why you can't get a lot of staff in these places right now is they're asking for a lot more money than they used to.
Wow.
So that's it in a nutshell, guys.
Well, listen, my hat is off to you. I mean, you know that I've been a not just a loyal customer, but I've been a fan. I really have. I have admired the way that you and the team there has always conducted themselves. If you are in the industry and you're thinking, man, I've never worked at a shop that sounds like that. I've always had to go in and, well, not have the nicest existence. They are always accepting applications over at Certified Auto Repair. May not have an opening today, but down the road, as Certified Auto Repair sort of grows their footprint throughout Central Virginia, you'll definitely be able to team up if you're the best of the best. Now, they are looking for an A-Tech right now at their location, 8401 Oakview Avenue, 8401 Oakview Avenue. Stan, I will get this on the other side because we've got a break here, but I'll ask you to tell the ATEX or those folks who think they are ATEX if they do want to apply, if they should just drop in, if they should just call ahead, stuff like that. We've got some great questions we're going to get to right off the bat. We've got to get an update, of course, from Stan on his weight loss. Good Lord, he came in this morning and he didn't even open the door. There's a tiny little seam there. Just slipped right through. It was amazing.
Stop it. I'm still 200 pounds. Stop it.
You're looking svelte, as they say. We got a lot of stuff we're going to get to in that regard. Of course, we've got car... 3, 4, 5 tunes and car trivia. Car trivia this week again, I think, is a pretty easy one. A bull is part of the logo for which luxury car company? That ought to be an easy one. And Stan will let us know what we're playing for in terms of prizes as we head through the morning. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you want to call or you want to text, it is your choice because it is Saturday morning and you are in the garage.
I'd get it one piece at a time and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town.
Coming right through your town, Stan.
On the radio anyway.
The best part of your town, for
yes.
Sure. You are in the garage. It is Saturday morning, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We're going to get to some great calls and some great texts in just a moment. Stan, real fast, though, for folks, we were talking about ATEX and how you determine that, and you said certified. Once again, looking for another ATEX because you guys have just so much business you got to deal with.
Yeah.
If somebody is listening this morning, and you know, we've got a lot of guys who are good mechanics, solid mechanics, listen to this. If they do want to put in for that, do they just show up? Should they call Robbie? What's the best way?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And on top of that, not just ATEX.
So
we're hiring management, and if you're in sales, it seems like sales, if you're in not high-pressure sales, in other words, we were at the Verizon store yesterday, Xfinity store, we were dropping off some equipment, and there was a gentleman in there that, second time I've been in the store, because I had to go twice, and he just has the place together. Smile, great attitude.
Okay.
If you're not happy in that, even that industry, we can teach you how to talk to customers and explain to them what's wrong with their vehicles.
Okay.
It doesn't have to, that doesn't always have to be. That just has to be somebody who understands that we have their best interest and we're there to serve. So we have that open. And then, you know, general service techs, we do need a porter right now still. Trevor's coming back from school for a little bit.
Okay.
We haven't filled that quality control / porter spot yet.
Gotcha.
That's got to be a special type of person, usually a younger person or somebody who might even be retired.
Yep.
So we're looking for that. A-level techs, best way to do any of this is to either send your resume to certified.autorepair@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Certified.autorepair@yahoo.com. Or come by and pick up an application. Either way, we prefer that you come by if you can to drop off your resume if you have one and to fill out our applications. Our application has stuff that we kind of need on it.
Gotcha.
Resumes don't always carry that. So
perfect.
We prefer both.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to Lex, who is in Glen Allen. Lex, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Lex.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Hey, we've got a 2009 Volvo wagon. And I was shocked recently when my trusted shop said they could not do an alternator repair because they just didn't have and didn't need to keep the tools around. So off to the dealer I went. It's an $895 alternator. There's no aftermarket choice. I just wondered how hamstrung certified is for some of these foreign car brands that have gone proprietary on everything.
Yeah, it's a great question. So one thing is... So, you know, I'm fighting with catalytic converter stuff. Well, there's been a lot of people fighting with all this electric cars and everything coming out. Tesla, it's called the Rights of Repair Act. It came out in the 70s. So they really don't have the right, any manufacturer that comes through customs, everything doesn't have the right to keep us from communicating or having the options to fix that. Now, as far as the tools go, we are pretty stacked with tools. We just got an insurance. We had to up our insurance just because of the equipment that we have and the tools. Now, they're specialty tools, so it's not as valuable as a catalytic converter is to other people. But to us, having the tool to pull that pulley off of that alternator, the tensioner that takes the belt off of that alternator, we have those. And so some cases we have to get them. Normally it can happen in a day or so if we don't have those parts. We have some pretty good suppliers with Bree. She can find tools, too, if we don't have them very quickly. So we really don't have a lot of issues like that. This has been happening for years, and we've been prepared and been dealing with it. One of the bigger things are the programming of, like, say, a Land Rover. They are very hard to program. They're very hard to get the information. And customers, it doesn't matter if you even a Land Rover dealer, they have trouble. But they're backed up for 2 months. So great question. We usually don't have that problem. I know that it stinks, and I think a lot of these shops you're going to see this start happening to, which is sad. I'm trying to get them on board. This is where the future is going. The future is going to, you know, we're 2% electric. They're saying we're going to be 100% electric by 30. They're out of their mind. It's an impossibility. We will not be close to 50% electric for probably 20 years. So we're not worried, but we're starting to look that direction because they're pushing so hard. They may achieve 30 in 20 years, but it's not going to be 100%. So the short-term answer is we're trying to help the local shops start thinking like we do and starting to get in the game because that's the future. And some shops, sadly, just don't want to deal with it.
No. Well, Lex, listen, what you probably should do Monday, reach out to Robbie or Chris at 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. 800-919-9777. Obviously, no guarantees on anything, but
no, we might be able to do something.
Yeah,
and
but
a lot of times, like Beck Arnley will make that, and they don't know there's an aftermarket one because they only use one or two suppliers. And
yeah.
150.
Yeah.
So, or really close to the 400 suppliers. So,
wow.
We have the option to possibly look deeper. I don't want to make any guarantees because I don't know. We did run into, there's a Dodge right now that has a computer built onto the alternator. It looks like it's about $3,500 for that alternator. That's a Dodge.
Wow.
So, yes.
All right.
Things are changing fast.
All right. Well, we'll keep everybody up
Sorry,
to speed
Lex,
on
yeah.
that. Yeah, Lex.
It's a lot for 2009, anything.
No kidding.
It's a lot for an alternator.
No kidding. But, you know, reach out to Robbie, 804-553-9777, or Chris on Monday. Get that set up. Now, number of folks reaching out via Facebook as well as texting at 833-804-1140. And they're all along this line. And these are folks all over the Commonwealth. Jeff, I get up early to listen to Stan Andruski, and he's not on the Odyssey app this morning. What's up? Apparently some technical difficulties back at the radio factory, and we're working to get that fixed ASAP. But if you know somebody who normally listens on the app and they're in the area, by all means, tell them to turn on the radio. You know, old-fashioned, fire that puppy up, and we are there. I've got another Volvo question for you, Stan. I don't think we've ever had
it's
back.
A great one. Great one loves Volvos. So
okay.
I'm used to this.
Oh.
I didn't know why he ever loved Volvos, but he loved them.
All right. So I'm going to read it. We're not going to have time to
sure.
answer until after this little break. But it says, "Is the secondary air injection system the air pump? I have a Volvo S70. The check engine light came on, and that's what the error code said." Well, we'll get the answer from my great one, Stan Andruski, because it is Saturday morning, and you are in the garage.
Woo!
I'm going for it.
Go.
Little.
Okay. Oh, go Herm. Herm at the last second. Hermitage beat Glen Allen last night. Now, we're right in the middle of you guys. Don't get mad at us. Glen Allen doesn't have bad sports teams, so they won't be bad for long.
Oh, okay.
They already competed
nice
last night
save
for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah,
good
so,
work.
So, well, I grew up in the middle, and I have
yeah.
friends on both sides.
Oh, okay.
So, and a lot of the friends that are, their kids are now going to Glen Allen, a lot of those friends, the cool thing is now, They went to Hermitage, so their kids going to
Glen Allen.
So it's kind of this torn thing.
Yeah,
and I don't know why they have to build schools in the middle of a. But Glen Allen and Dan Schmidt knows this, and we went back and forth in Lakeside with baseball and
yep.
and beat them. Then he loaded up his team and had about 30 different.
Uh-huh.
I think that most of them went pro now. But the next year, so we went back and forth. But it was the last. Caroline was really excited. It's her senior year. And, you know, with all the COVID and crap, you know,
yeah.
Trevor missed most of his senior year.
Ugh.
She missed her sophomore year. Now, she's back, and, you know, at the last couple seconds, the kicker kicks a field goal and wins at the buzzer.
Nice.
So, pretty cool. Go Herm.
There you go.
Go Herm. Go Herm marching band, too. They're back on track, too. So
nice.
Make sure you go out and support your local high school, whoever it is. But
yeah.
Super proud of my alumni.
I love it.
I'm super proud of my school.
What's wrong with that? Now, that is Stan Andruski,
thank
in
you.
Case you didn't figure that one out.
Jeff doesn't have radios. Don't take this the wrong way. There's nothing funny about a stroke, but Jeff doesn't have radio strokes. You've been doing it too long. So I think you see one coming, and you just talk about something else.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the radio long enough to fix it.
I know. I know. You kind of get,
like,
yeah, you hit like a roadblock, or you're mixing it up. And although I will tell you, now, here's the nice thing. You were mentioning Dan Schmidt and his baseball apparatus over there and his teams and the rest of it. Did you know that next season he does Lakeside, right? That's his? Is that Dan's?
Well,
what was his?
Part of his tradition. Well, yes.
For the baseball.
Yes. He coached over at Glen Allen for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, he's board of directors, and part of his deal is contains Lakeside.
Yeah.
He's put a lot of money and a lot of help in Lakeside.
Yeah. You may not have known this, but I just got the note. Albert Pujols will be starting for the 14 and under team next year for Lakeside.
Come on.
Yeah. So I think you guys are in good shape.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, 700 major league homers. He'll do okay out there with the other under 14 kids,
not
you know.
The same kid. That's,
he's
so, yeah.
He's just fine. All right. So now.
Bravo.
All right, let's get to this. This is a real car question, yes. Which, you know, occasionally we answer here. 833-804-1140.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, 833-804-1140. So, gentleman sends a note. He says, Jeff and Stan, I don't know why you put me first, but Stan, because you're going to answer the question. I have a Volvo S70. The check engine light came on, and the error code says that it is, quote, the secondary air injection system. Is that the air pump?
Great question. One strong assumption is... is the code reader that you got somebody besides just an automotive a part store. But if it happens to be the right code, which sometimes it is, yes, that's what it is. There's on that car, it should be, if I remember right, the passenger side front, low. And a lot of times the hoses are plastic and they'll break on it. And so the pump cannot push refreshed air through it. The vehicle can read that it's not... It's almost like a mini supercharger,
okay,
but it's for emissions.
Okay. Yeah,
so it doesn't really have enough pressure or power to do anything, but it's for emissions. It kind of sends fresher air through needs it. So yes, it is, and yes, sometimes you used to be able to get the tubes separate,
mm-hmm.
but you may have to buy the whole pump with the tubes and everything now, which may be a better idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's correct. It is the secondary air pumps, air injection pumps.
All right. Well, yeah. Go and take a look at that. Now, Stan mentioned the code reader, and this is the one where I can actually know a little something, right?
Yeah.
So when you go someplace like an auto parts store, they're good folks. Everybody's got a code reader now. You can go on Amazon and you can buy your own if you really want it. Right. The inexpensive models are they kind of look like Etch-a-Sketches because they're not that advanced, but. it's $100, let's say, and it reads it and it gives you the code. So the way I always described it is this: that's like the zip code, right? You know, you get it and it says, okay, 23005. Well, you are somewhere in Hanover County. And in case you haven't been to Hanover County, we're a relatively big county.
Sitting here right now.
Yeah. So if it says that, you say, 23005. Okay. So you're in the Ashland section of Hanover County. Well, what else do you know? That's all I got. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's not really going to help
we
you all
wish.
That much.
When I say A-level tech, he's got to be able to understand what that is and go through the 27 pages of whatever those codes are.
Exactly.
And sometimes you have multiple.
Oh.
And you have to know which one's more important. It's not always the first one that's the most important code.
That's right.
So a lot to it, and that is actually – that's why you make the big bucks on this show. That's why we both make, like, big bucks.
We should double our salaries.
Yes.
That's it.
It'd be exactly $0.
Yeah, well, you know.
Point is, though, that's one of the best ways of describing it I've ever heard. And I've actually used it since you did that, you said that, because that's exactly what it is. It's just like that, and it's which house –
yep.
And that zip code and which subdivision.
That's right.
And which room.
Which room.
Which corner.
Yep.
You know, under which floorboard. Like,
that's exactly
what
you're, right.
That's what a check engine light does most cases.
Yeah.
But the guys with the most experience can knock down some of that diagnostic time because they might have seen that.
That's
right. Air injection pump we've seen before in Baltimore many times.
Sure.
So we know that the hoses will go bad. And
yep.
We know. And they're pretty, you know, like 5/8, 3/4-inch hoses, not some small vacuum hose. And they push air through. So we know. We've seen it.
Yeah.
So we could save some diagnostic time and money by knowing just from the code sometimes what it is. But that's us.
That's it.
That's professionals that do it every day.
That's exactly right. So we've got another question via text that's sort of related. And it says, Jeff, is there an apparatus that you can put on your vehicle that goes between the hood and the windshield to keep those pine tags from getting into the AC unit? Is there such an animal?
What a great question.
Yeah.
So, he stole one of my patents. I have not done research in a few years on this. However, I will tell you that one of the best things they ever came up with was the little thing that goes in between your seat and catches the French fries.
Yes!
It's a little box or a little piece of foam.
Oh, my gosh.
I had that in my old Suburban because you – and I dropped my keys below my – I don't know how many times it happened. And you – or your cell phone.
Yep.
You can't get them out of there.
Nope,
it took like a 3-day fishing expedition. Finally, I pulled the seat out. I was like, I'm done. I can do that. I know how to – but it has airbags, so you got to be careful. Point is that's a great invention to look into. All you have to really do is check Google, see if it's out there. And then another little thing you could do is you could get yourself, you know, just maybe some softer material that won't hurt the paint and kind of shove it underneath the wipers to hold it in place.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I would say cardboard, but you don't want to scratch your paint, and it possibly could.
Yeah.
You know, but get something like that you could just put, you know, cut it out, you know.
Interesting.
But I don't know if it being invented yet. Or just go get you a patent and be like, you know, the next MyPillow guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what I want to invent, Stan? I want to invent the thing that goes in between your seat and the center console so that if you drop your keys or the French fries, it catches it.
That's already, yeah, that's what we were.
Oh, is that what we were talking about? That's the one? Oh.
It seems like 15 minutes ago, but yeah, we just talked about that.
That's why I don't have a patent on it. Yes. I'm still working for a living. All right. So, okay.
Great question, though. Yeah. And the pioneer, he's right. And it would actually keep a lot out of the, it would keep a lot out of the
cabin air filter.
Huh? Down
there. Look at this. See, I'm putting in. I'm not an A-tech, not by a long shot, but
amazing.
I might have spot over me somewhere.
Amazing.
Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue. That is in the Lakeside section of Henrico, 804-553-9777. That's the number for them. Now, I want to get to a couple of these great calls. We got, again, some great texts. But you mentioned that, like, your hand was too big to get down there to get the stuff you dropped.
Yeah.
You're down a lot of weight thanks to Weight Loss RBA. Yes. You think your hand's going to sneak down there now?
My hands have always been relatively big, but not huge. Right. So, I just have to give a shout out to Weight Loss RVA over there and Courtney. That's my coach. Let me tell you, this girl, she walks in, looks all like innocent and stuff, but let me tell you what, you have a question. You know, I thought I had it all together first when I walked in there, and she was polite and nice.
Yeah.
She goes, oh yeah. Well, have you thought about doing it this way? And I'm like, no. And she goes, all right, well, why don't you do this? Cause your body actually has like this memory. And I'm like, what? You know, cause it was all about calorie count.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You can eat two Big Macs a day and still lose weight.
Right.
Which you could.
Yeah.
But what happens is your body starts to... Anyway, she knows all of this.
They
at
sure does. Yep.
You know, I'm down to... I was 196 this morning, and I have 1 pound to go to hit my goal. Can't wait. I actually have abs again. It's pretty insane. But I feel phenomenal. And it's partly because I've been able to have the discipline to do it. And once I started, it was kind of tough. And then she just kept me on track. Accountability isn't really always what coaches do.
Yeah.
You get a coach, y'all. And, like, she literally didn't just hold me accountable because I was holding myself accountable. I really wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept me back on track, which is what you do on the show. You guys can tell. She was just like, well, no, think about it this way. And I was like, man, she's the smartest person I've ever met in my life. So, Courtney, big shout out to you, sister. Absolutely love all the help that you've given me. And Weight Loss RVA.
Yeah.
You know, Weight Loss RVA is weightlossrva.com. You can reach them there.
That's right.
They can help change your life. And
yeah.
You know, you'll feel better.
Yep.
You'll be eating better. That's one of the reasons I joined was just not the weight loss. I didn't really know how to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I'd heard so much, seen so much, tried keto, tried this. Keto is great except for your cholesterol and possibly blood pressure. And it's true.
Yeah.
It really can cause it to start to shoot up. Well, this will actually lower it. I get my blood test results coming in a week or so. I'll let you guys know.
Great.
I'm sure it's down 30 points. My cholesterol is kind of high. So Weight Loss RVA can also be reached at 804-877-8290, 804-877-8290.
I love it, man. And you really are. You're looking great.
Trivia. We almost forgot.
Yes, you said it. Yes. Okay. So card trivia question this week. The bull is featured on a luxury vehicle. If you can tell us what that is, you'll win something. What are
Sounds
they going
to
win?
Like a bunch of bull to me. They're going to win. It's not funny. It sounded way funny, man. All right. They're going to win an oil change from Certified Auto Repair. Synthetic blend, synthetic, your choice, you pick it. Also, full DVI vehicle inspection. Because, you know, we're getting ready to talk to maintenance, probably about maintenance after the break.
We sure are.
About what you need to do.
Yep.
It's time to start looking at some stuff on your car and staying ahead of it.
Okay. All right. So we'll see if anybody's got the right answer for that. And I think it's a pretty easy one this week. The Bull is featured on a luxury vehicle. In fact, I'm going to tell you, it's an Italian luxury vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we got time here. Oh, let's get to this one because you know about Suburbans, right?
Oh, I do.
You sure do.
The best thing ever made in the world.
Paul is in Goochland. Paul, you are in the garage.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
My question is my 2015 Suburban that has about 145,000 miles on it.
Just getting warmed up.
That's right. For me, it is. I typically drive them close to 300,000 before I trade them in.
Yes, sir.
My transmission, I don't want to say it's slipping, but it sounds like at very slow speeds, it feels like it's having a really hard time changing gears.
Shuddering,
and then, stuttering, exactly. And at highway speeds, it does the same thing. Just inconsistently, I may go 20 miles and not hear a thing, and then I'll drive for a mile with it. With it stuttering, like it's trying to change into another gear, and sometimes at a slower speed, if I step on it, it'll make a almost a whistling noise like when it downshifts.
Yeah, I already know. I already
and
know what's going on.
And started that in the last couple of months.
Yeah. So, have you ever had it serviced?
Not the transmission.
Okay. So your next step is they have an updated fluid for those trucks to try to prevent that. My GMC is an 18. Mine's a 10 speed. Yours is probably not. Yours is probably a 6 or an 8 speed. Six. But yours has an updated transmission fluid that GM came up with to try to help that. Now, if you don't, it almost always ends up in transmission failure. Usually between 100 and 150. And I'm not trying to scare you, but you do need to get it serviced. When I say serviced, what I recommend, wherever you bring it first, I recommend BG service and their flush machine. But second, to make sure you get a filter. Whoever you take it to should do the filter. They'll drain the filter, drain the pan, put a new filter on it. They'll put 6 quarts in, and they'll mix those quarts with the old stuff. That's what people used to do because they have to do that to be able to flush it out completely. And then they'll do 16 quarts usually of a flush. You need about 22 quarts of that stuff, and BG makes that fluid as well. So you could go with GM, AC Delco, or you can go with BG in that situation, and both of them will do it and take care of it for you.
Perfect.
Now one thing, I'll be quick. If in some cases, in that situation, if it's been shuttering too long, it there's a 50-50. It might take it and might be completely gone. Now, most cases we've done, when people first start seeing it like this, it's worked.
Okay?
It's a fluid thing. Okay. And they should be changed every 30 to 60, by the way.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be going 100, and no matter what they tell you guys, do not go that far in transmissions.
That's it. All right. So great advice, as always, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair. Remember, you find him during the week. You find the whole team during the week at 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. You can always call Chris or Robbie. You're hearing something going, oh, man, I think I got to get this in.
Robbie.
Yep. 804-553-9777. So in just a second, we do have to talk a little bit about some maintenance issues because Stan and I have switched from our summer blend to our winter blend. We've gone from iced coffee to hot coffee.
So hard.
I know. And we're both, I mean, this is an embarrassment to our New England roots, but guys, we're oh my gosh, we are, just.
Well, the Celtics embarrassed me yesterday, the management team. So if they want to embarrass me, then I don't have to be so loyal to Boston if that's what they want to do.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was cold and 60 degrees. Man, it's embarrassing. I'm wearing long pants and socks and 3 pairs of mittens, and it's only 65.
We're really not. He's got his New England Patriots.
Yeah, old school Patriots. Yeah. We're going to do that just a second. 833-804-1140. More calls, more texts, and if you do know the answer to the trivia question, I think we've got somebody who's going to hit this one out of the park.
Yeah.
The Bull is featured on a luxury Italian motor vehicle. Tell us the name of that particular brand of cars, and you'll win the great prize.
It's not Red Bull.
Well, maybe this guy's not going to be the winner. You are in the garage. I'm sticking with doo 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 doos. Stick with what you know. I know doo 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 doos. That's all I know.
Doo 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 doo
doos.
That's okay. We all have our thing.
I know.
You hear that song you haven't heard in a while? You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Well, it is Saturday morning, so you are in the garage. And the trivia question, I think we've got, we've got a couple of folks on the text line. We haven't figured out if we'll let people win on the text line yet, but we'll figure that out. 833-804-1140. One of them, the question is, there is a vehicle, a luxury vehicle, in fact, a luxury Italian vehicle that features a bull as its logo. And this text came in and says, is the trivia answer Joe Biden's vehicle? Because that features a big big bull. And it's also signed Love Jamal. Love you right back, Jamal.
Was it really?
Yeah.
If y'all only knew who Jamal was. Some of y'all know who Jamal
is.
He's
a great guy and a beautiful,
beautiful
family.
Every time I see him, I just want to hug him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just one of those guys.
He is.
Like a huggable guy.
No, he's such a great guy.
Next time I see you, Jamal, I'm hugging.
Yeah. And his little guy, Judah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw him at the store a few weeks ago.
Such a good
dude. Probably 2 months ago now.
Yeah. So we want to get the maintenance in a second, but Joey from the fan. There we go. I bet you Joey's got the answer. Hey, Joey, you're in the garage.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll just go ahead and cut to the chase. It's the Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Let's see. You are correct. Nice job. All right.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I think he's won more than anybody.
I think so. You know what, Joey? We're going to start having you write the trivia questions because
he's...
Yeah, you got to handle it.
Why don't we let him? Yeah, why don't you write the next one and message me or Jeff?
Yeah,
and we'll. You might need a couple tries, but probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah, you know, do that, would you?
I will let you guys know the secret of it.
Yeah,
I'm blind.
Oh,
I'm blind. So my other senses, like my hearing, I listen to the radio 24 hours a day. I listen to the news on Fox News. Blah, not that much, but I listen to more of the radio.
I never knew that.
Wow. Well, that is that's a piece of interesting information. Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Yeah. All right. So as we have switched from our summer to winter blends, we've gone from iced coffee to hot coffee, Stan. Fact of the matter is cars need different things, different times of the year. What are we looking at right now as the temperatures get a little cooler?
So believe it or not, we've been looking at it for really almost since June. We realize that people are going longer on their oil changes, so we start recommending some of the stuff early on. Now, people have gotten way better at maintenance just because they've been coming to us.
Yeah.
So people have done their coolant this year. They've done their cabin air filters. They know when these leaves stop falling in another month or so, that month and a half, they're going to come by and get another cabin air filter.
That's right.
Or they're going to come use our last caller, two callers ago, his invention for the... the cow blocker. So that'd be a good name, by the way. So, you know, really it's air pressure is going to start to drop.
Yep.
Coolant's going to start, it has to be checked. You know, it'll show 20 degrees. It really might, it's about 85-90% accurate of what it is when you do this test. Not all the tests, but on those it is. And, you know, I talked about Megan, women in industry, and be quick. She has priorities that she lists.
Yep.
That really help women understand. And it's not that women can't, it's just, they don't feel friendly coming into a place sometimes being having a bunch of men you know dominated business, and with Bree up front sometimes and Megan, it kind of helps, but that priority list really helps people come up with that. So
good.
But if you're coming to us on a regular basis, you're being maintained. It's, we can't just let stuff go anymore, y'all.
That's
same
right.
as your body. You see a lump, you need to go get it checked.
That's right.
They can be caught early and you could save yourself tons and tons of money. Newest figure came out for 2020, so we're 2 years behind on these figures, but the average car repairs about $1,500 a year,
mm-hmm.
and for every dollar that you spend in maintenance, you save $5 to $7 in repairs on the life of the vehicle.
Wow, that is huge.
Keep that in mind.
That is huge.
Your stuff's not going to break near as much if you maintain it.
That's right.
100% proven.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, and I wanted to give you a chance just for a couple of seconds here. I know Billy Kane and the guys from A-Plus Roofing were out at your house to put eraser spacer up on the roof, and it's the same sort of a thing. I mean, it's about maintaining that, keeping it clean, giving some more life to the shingles with the eraser spacer.
Yeah, I had a roofer come over yesterday. He's helped me do some stuff at the shop, and a friend I grew up with. He's not a roofer anymore, just renovations. And he goes, man, I thought that roof was put on, like, you know, I thought when we put that roof on, I said, yeah, y'all did. It's like, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It looks great. I said, yeah. I said, he goes, well, what is that? He didn't even know, but he's never heard of
it.
So I went through the whole race space of the copper, and really it looks bluer, I swear, than when we bought the shingles.
No kidding.
Because I have a Harbor Blue. It's a beautiful blue. It's an unusual blue to have blue on your roof, but it's blue. It's beautiful. So, yeah, he was completely shocked. And I said, that's when I told him, I was like, oh, I'll proudly give A-Plus. You know, because, oh, yeah, that's a good company. Everybody's heard of A-Plus. And they maintain their vehicles really well.
Yeah.
Just like they do your roof. This will really keep your roof, guys. I'm surprised he does it, because it'll make your shingles last 2-3 times longer than they should, probably even more.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. If he did that to every roof that he did, he'd never redo a roof probably in his lifetime.
Nah, but he's a good guy, and that's what drives Billy Kane. And by the way, if you want to reach out, 804-752-0008, 804-752-0008. You can find him online, aplusroofing.com, and you also take a look at eraserspacer.com. Well, Stan, believe it or not, it's just about over. We got time. We got one car trivia. I don't even have time to do the break. Adam, would you do me a favor and play cartoon number 2?
I know this.
Yes, you do.
Inner Rob. I need my inner Robbie right now. He's not coming to me. Hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll bring it back next week.
I know, I have so much of a...
Yes, you are, Stan. You keep telling yourself that. My That's
wife
good.
Says I am. I can pick any song when it's on the radio. How do you know these words? I don't know the ones Jeff chooses.
Oh, well. That is Stan Andruski, Certified Auto Repairs, where you find him during the week, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Call him, set up an appointment, 804-553-9777. Stan!
Thank you, Virginia, love you.
That's it! God willing, we see you next week in the garage.
With Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.